USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A busy day in Washington, D.C. as lawmakers on Capitol Hill continue to haggle over a new coronavirus relief package. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin saying things are progressing.
We have made significant progress. Funding the government is basic to our work in Congress, and this COVID relief bill is essential as well.
SpaceX is postponing the launch of a Falcon 9 rocket carrying a spy satellite for the U.S. National Reconnaissance Office. Avionics production supervisor Andy Tran explains how the hold was put on the launch with less than 2 minutes to go before liftoff.
At that time, sensors detected slightly high pressures in the upper stage liquid oxygen tanks, which caused the abort. Now, keep in mind, the purpose of the countdown is to help us catch potential issues prior to flight. There are 1,000 ways launch can go wrong, and only one way it can go right.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Folks are continuing to dig out after a winter snowstorm affected over 60 million Americans from Georgia all the way up to Maine. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy saying the roads are still icy and will remain that way for the next several days in his state.
There's ice in the ground. It's sub-freezing temperatures. The roads are better than any of us could have hoped, but it's still the time to be careful. Drive slowly if you're out and stay home if you can.
At least 4 people are dead because of the storm. Republican Governor Greg Abbott telling reporters he doesn't believe it's worth issuing another stay-at-home order over the coronavirus pandemic because it won't work.
People's lives have been crushed, and their pocketbooks and their ability to pay the rent and put food on the table has been harmed because of the shutdowns.
The Texas governor noting cases in California continue to rise because the virus spreads faster in a home setting. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Democrats and Republicans continuing to work on a new coronavirus stimulus deal. Sources on Capitol Hill say Democrats and Republicans are approaching a deal on a COVID-19 stimulus relief package, but no announcement on specifics. Once the bill is signed by President Trump, the wheels are set in motion for the IRS to begin issuing economic impact payments. In August, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said payments could be issued as quickly as 1 week after congressional approval. A special counsel could soon be looking into Hunter Biden's business dealings.
President Trump is reportedly considering asking for a special counsel to look into Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings. That's something Senator Lindsey Graham agrees with. The South Carolina Republican told reporters Wednesday that if a special counsel was warranted when investigating President Trump for collusion with the Russians, then there are many questions about Biden's activities overseas that a special counsel can look into.
How far integrated into the Ukrainian economy did Hunter Biden get when he was on the board of Burisma? Somebody needs to look at his time on the board of Burisma. Somebody needs to look at his business dealings regarding China to see if any crimes were committed. But mainly, I think, that to see what kind of conflicts, if any, the Biden administration may have.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
In Thursday night football action, the Las Vegas Raiders host the Los Angeles Chargers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.